Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. It is another episode of the Smart Marks Podcast. I am your host for the week, JVader82 on Twitter. Jeremy, Matt is not with me this week. Matt is not feeling well. He is under the weather. So if you are listening to this, make sure to reach out to him at Mateo83 on Twitter and tell him to go fuck himself. Just kidding, guys. Make sure to give him well wishes. Make sure he's feeling well for next week. But the show must go on. We do have a prediction show to take care of because, guys, we have yet another pay-per-view coming up. So let's get into it, man. Let's kind of go over the rundown. Kind of had a mediocre Raw this week. I don't know about you guys. It was kind of boring. This week was a weird week for wrestling. Nothing was just standout. You know, we're supposed to have this go-home Raw, and we're leading into a pay-per-view. Granted, it's a third-rate pay-per-view, and it's just something to fill our time until we get to WrestleMania. But it just really wasn't that great of a go-home show. The biggest takeaway from it, and the one part that I enjoyed the most out of it, was getting Seth Rollins in the ring and getting that confrontation with him, Samoa Joe, and Triple H, and having him confirm that he will be at Mania. So, I mean, take that for what it is, guys. He is still injured. But that was, in my opinion, and as most other fans' opinions, that's Seth's way of telling us he's cleared. I mean, and I know there's still some speculation out there as to whether or not this was an angle or not, but, I mean, it is what it is. Seth Rollins looks like he's going to be at Mania, which is great. We had already heard this week that had he not been ready to go, that Finn Balor is actually cleared and ready to go. And we should see Finn Balor actually return within the next couple of weeks. He's booked at a house show, nonetheless. And I mean, listen to this lineup for the main event at a house show. On the 26th, I forget which city they're in, but on the 26th of this month, we have Finn Balor, Sami Zayn, and Chris Jericho versus Triple H, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens. So there's your heel stable confirmation. But Finn Balor's back, and Finn Balor's going to be in that match. I'm guessing we get Balor and Joe at Mania. That's the only thing I could think, but I'm okay with that. Because I don't see where Joe's going to go for Mania or who he's going to go against. And if Balor's coming back and doesn't have an opponent and Seth is facing Triple H, then we've got to get something going. I mean, right now we've got Joe and Sami Zayn at Fastlane, which is good. I mean, that's a hell of a match, and I'm looking forward to it because that on Raw was actually really good too. Having Sami Zayn come out there and battle Joe the way he did was actually a really good little segment. So I enjoyed that a lot. I don't know that feud's going to carry out through Mania. So I would bet that we get Samoa Joe and Balor at Mania. I almost wouldn't doubt that we see Chris Jericho lose the U.S. title before Mania comes around as well. But let's get into a bit of predictions and let's see what we got going on. Let's give the rundown of the card for Fastlane. We'll go through Fastlane, and then I'll talk a little bit about TNA and some of the news that's come forth, because this is a decent week for news. There's some big news out there. Card rundown looks like our pre-show match is Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa versus Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar with Alicia Fox. I just wanted the opportunity to say that. Matt actually sent me his predictions as well. So let me go through a full rundown on this, and then we'll go over. So there's that match as a pre-show. Then we've got Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, Bayley versus Charlotte for the Raw Women's Championship, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, The Club, versus Enzo and Big Cass for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship, Neville versus Jack Gallagher for the Cruiserweight Championship, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman in a singles match, Kevin Owens versus Goldberg for the Universal Championship. So let's run through it. Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa versus Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar. Matt's picking Rich and Akira. I'm actually, it's a pre-match show. You want to get the crowd popped. You want to get them hyped. So definitely faces should win. I'm going Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa to win this as well. Or Tozawa, excuse me. And again, we don't know the order on these. It's just the order that they're listed on Wikipedia. So the next match, Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. I am going with Joe, and so is Matt. Matt is picking Joe. I like Sami Zayn in this match, but Joe is coming out as a top heel and as a dominant force in on Raw right now. I don't see any reason why we're going to have him lose. We've got to make sure that this guy is going to destroy everyone in front of him and live up to that destroyer name. You can't have him literally destroy Seth Rollins and then lose to Sami Zayn. It just doesn't make sense. So pretty much everybody's opinion, this has got to be a no contest, right? Samoa Joe wins this. If Samoa Joe doesn't win this, if Sami Zayn wins this by, somehow it's going to be by a roll-up or something, and then Joe's going to absolutely obliterate Sami Zayn after the match. Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. We got this match made on Raw thanks to the tag match that happened and the major botch from our favorite botcher and our new resident Sin Cara, Dana Brooke. Guys, I don't know if you missed this during the match on Raw where Dana Brooke was supposed to wrap up Dana Brooke was supposed to wrap up Bayley's feet and missed it, but it was a terrible, terrible botch, and she's been getting roasted terribly bad on Twitter because of it, and she's been firing back at some of the people, and I trolled her a little bit, but that's to be seen. Go on Twitter and go check that out, but she is just, I don't know, man. I've been a big proponent for her. I've stood up for her before, and I've talked about, you know, how she didn't get the benefit of the doubt and such, but you know what, man? Like, it's just been botch after botch, and that stupid pin botch, and then now this. Like, I don't know, man. Keep her off TV for a while. I love Dana Brooke, but God, man, keep her off TV and get her into a spot that, wow, we may have news coming through right here as well. Get her in a spot where she's up to do it. And guys, I'm going to skip a little bit and I'm going to go straight into news just because this has kind of come across my feed as I'm talking. We talked it last week, and it's funny. We did this last week. We went through our push, fire, and turn. And my choice to fire, my choice to fire because we didn't do SmackDown. So we didn't get to go over it. Because we were going to do SmackDown this week with Matt. And my choice for the SmackDown brand to fire was Jack Swagger. So that has apparently happened. Jack Swagger has just revealed on Chael Sonnen's show that he has been released by WWE. This has got to be for the best for Jack Swagger, guys. Like, he is in a position that, you know, he's non-existent. You know, he had that great run from 08 to 09, and he had great matches with Finley, Christian, Matt Hardy. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on. And then there was just no build for him. And then we got him back in, and we got some heat behind him, and we got him pushed with Cesaro and the whole We the People. And that was great. And then it fizzled out, and then they never really turned his character after that. He just stayed stagnant. So as we're recording, apparently news is breaking that Jack Swagger is no longer with the WWE. So we definitely wish Jack Swagger the best on his future endeavors, no pun intended. And I hope, you know, this is a guy that could do great things on the indies like Cody Rhodes has done. So I'm extremely looking forward to see him in another company, whether it be TNA, Lucha Underground, PWG. I mean, just I want to see Jack Swagger out there and working. He's a tremendous talent in the ring and deserves a better push. So moving on, let's go back to it. We've got Sasha Banks and Nia Jax. Matt's prediction, he is picking Sasha Banks. I am actually picking Nia Jax. I'm going to go opposite of him. I think Nia gets the win over Sasha, probably in a dirty way. But I'm going Nia. Our next match on the card is Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. God, this is such a hard one to call. And Matt doesn't have a winner picked for this one. So I'm going to pick anyway because I don't see Matt's. Yeah, Matt skipped over this match. I'm going to text him while we're in the middle of this and see if he answers. Let's ask him right here. Bayley or Charlotte? I'm picking Charlotte. I think Bayley's going to lose this, and then she's going to gain it back at Mania. So I'm going Charlotte on this match. I think Charlotte's pay-per-view run is going to end at Mania. That's going to be the spot. Matt's actually replying to me as we speak. Charlotte, he agrees with me, so Charlotte wins this match. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass. I'm going with the club. I think Matt picked him as well. Yep, Luke and Carl, I'm going with the club. I want Enzo and Cass to win. Don't get me wrong. They deserve these titles. I don't believe they ever even got any titles while they were in NXT. So they definitely deserve to have titles around their waist, but this is just not the time. I think, again, this may be another big payoff for them at WrestleMania. I think, again, this is a stopgap pay-per-view. We're not going to get a whole lot of title changes. Bayley may be the only title change, and yes, I do believe Kevin Owens will win. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But yeah, I'm going with the club as well. Next match on the card, we've got Neville versus Jack Gallagher for the Cruiserweight Championship. Neville destroys Jack. I mean, they're going to have a good match, but Neville's going to brutalize him towards the end of this match. Neville wins this match, hands down. Neville is on fire right now. He is a dominant heel in the Cruiserweight division, and there's just no topping that right now. This is something that Brian Kendrick tried it, and he was that sleazy heel, you know? He was just not the dominant, forceful heel that Neville is. And that's something that this division desperately needs right now, and I don't think you take that away from him anytime soon. So Neville is definitely going to retain. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. I almost want to pick this match as some sort of no contest. For what it's worth, I actually did enjoy the, and this is another moment that I enjoyed on Raw. I did enjoy the contract signing. It was kind of dumb to have it and the way that they set it up, but I enjoyed it and it was good. You know, Braun Strowman has definitely come a long way from where he originally was. So kudos to Braun, man. But Roman Reigns is going to win this match, and we're going to set himself up heavy. The only reason Roman may not win this match is if we get some lights out from The Undertaker or something to set up that supposed Undertaker feud. Again, that could happen. I don't see Undertaker showing up at Fastlane, but, you know, the lights could come out, Undertaker's music could hit, something of that sort, and Roman gets distracted and loses that match. But I'm going to go with my gut and pick Roman Reigns. And our main event of the night is Kevin Owens versus Goldberg for the Universal Championship. And, you know, Matt and I talked when this match was first announced about how pissed off we were, because there's no way that you get Goldberg to go out there and lose to Kevin Owens after the way Goldberg dominated Brock Lesnar. But you know what? We've got a heel stable forming, guys. We've got Triple H in the year of Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is wearing a suit again. Samoa Joe's wearing a suit out there with him. We haven't seen Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe together yet, but this is the night that it happens. There's some sort of fuckery that is going to happen during this match, and Kevin Owens is walking out with the title still around his waist or over his shoulder, thanks to the help of Triple H and Samoa Joe. So that's definitely going to happen there with Goldberg. And that is it for the Fastlane card. SmackDown. We ended up with a match on SmackDown to determine the number one contender between Luke Harper and AJ Styles. And that match, well, that didn't really go the way I think Matt or I even planned for that match, you know. It was a great match. We ended up with a hell of a match going on between the two of them. And in the end, we saw AJ Styles win. There's going to be a story to be told somewhere, and I don't know that AJ Styles holds on to this title shot at WrestleMania. We did get to see Shane McMahon get super kicked by Luke Harper because of AJ Styles, and I believe that we've got a long way. We've got 32 days at the recording of this episode, I believe, to Mania, and there's a lot of things that can happen, and AJ Styles has a lot of time to lose that title shot somehow. I do still believe, and I'm going to stand firm in this, that AJ Styles does not make it into the main event of Mania. On paper, that makes a lot of sense, but I'm going to say, you know, I'm just extremely disappointed that we didn't end up with an all Wyatt family main event. But now I'm predicting that this main event is going to be just Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. Luke Harper's not going to have any involvement in it. On paper, he may have some involvement in the outcome, but he is not going to be a participant in this match. After what we saw happen at the end of SmackDown, and let's just get right into it. You know, there's a lot of things that happened on SmackDown. We saw a lot of great stuff, but let's get into the meat and potatoes of what happened with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt at the end of SmackDown. Bray Wyatt was having his invocation, and he was out there with the title, you know, mic in hand. Randy Orton shows up on the big screen. Randy Orton's back at the Wyatt compound. He's sitting in the room with the rocking chair. The chair's rocking back and forth. He reveals that Sister Abigail's been buried under the shed the whole time, and that she's under there, and that's basically the source of Bray's power. He alludes to something that's happened with Bray and Sister Abigail, and Bray being witness to her death. And then he continues to pour gasoline all over the shed, and burn a bunch of worms and a bunch of meat, which is supposed to be Sister Abigail, I guess. And he burns a shed to the ground with Sister Abigail in there, and we see a very, very, very vulnerable side of Bray Wyatt. We see Bray on his knees at the end of the night, just crying, looking distraught. It's a little out there, guys. And I know it's a little different from what WWE normally does, but if you're a fan of the Hardys, you're a fan of the Wyatts, and you're a fan of that kind of style of storytelling, this is amazing. I watched it in kind of disbelief that we were going this route. I was enjoying what was happening with Randy and him turning, I guess, face again, or almost heel at this point. I don't know if the fans are going to back Bray or back Randy in this, but it was a hell of a moment. And Randy burns the damn building to the ground, and we get that last shot of him doing his regular his pose in front of the burning building, and it was a powerful segment at that. That's definitely the way to go. It was definitely a powerful segment. I'm excited to watch SmackDown next week. You know, I was excited going into this week because apparently the rumor going through was that we were going to end up with Shinsuke Nakamura on SmackDown to start a feud with AJ. That did not pan out. It's looking more like we may get that AJ Shane McMahon feud for some reason. And something could change, but right now it looks like we're probably, you know, as much as you guys, we want to say, you know, AJ's in that match. Something's going to happen. He's not going to be in that match. Something's going to change. They're going to make him earn it again. It's going to change. And remember, guys, we're probably going to have a title defense before Mania, because they just enforced the 30-day title rule with Naomi when she gave up her title. Bray's got to defend that before Mania, and there's 30 days, so he's got to have that defended. So we're going to see that on SmackDown at some point. We may even get a one-on-one match with him and Luke Harper or something. I don't know. But there's a lot going on, guys, especially on SmackDown. Next Tuesday is going to be a very, very interesting night. I'm excited to see it. Let's go into a little bit of news, and let's go, you know, kind of what's going on in the dirt sheets. Handsome Rusev started off as a nickname, and it is now officially the truth, apparently. Rusev has cut his long hair, so now he's got a crew cut almost. And I heard him on Raw. They were referring to him now as Handsome Rusev. I mean, it's cool to cut his hair. That's fine. But I don't like the Handsome Rusev idea. I want the Brute. I want the Bruiser. I want to see him destroy people. That's going down. Let's see what else we have here. Let's talk about it. There's been some departures from TNA Wrestling. We'll start with the first, and we'll go into the big, big news. PWI Insider is reporting that former Knockouts champion Jade is now a free agent as of this morning. So as of today, March 1st, Jade is now a free agent and has not re-signed with TNA. From what I understand, Drew Galloway is also a free agent and is no longer with TNA. I apologize for the honking. My wife is home trying to get kids' attention, obviously. The Bennetts, Mike and Maria, are no longer with TNA and they are leaving the company. I had a conversation about this today with TJ about whether the Bennetts end up in WWE or NXT or they go back to Ring of Honor. As Mike Bennett himself, I believe, would be great in WWE, especially in NXT. I don't see Maria coming back to this company after everything that went down with her with the Bellas. So I believe that the Bennetts are going to end up finding their way either to New Japan or going back to Ring of Honor, which is all one and the same at this point, essentially. But the big, big news: Matt and Jeff, the Hardys, are no longer with TNA. Their contract expired as of 12:01 today on March 1st, and negotiations went extremely sour. There's not a lot of details on it. Rebby Sky was all over Twitter bashing TNA and TNA management, stating that after they've been over backwards for Impact and TNA, for them to leave the company, you would have to imagine what kind of sour note these negotiations went down on. But the Hardys are no longer with Impact Wrestling. Matt is teasing everything. He is teasing that he's going back to WWE. He was teasing today that he's going to be going back to, or he's going to be going to New Japan and facing the Bullet Club. There's a lot of stuff out there. I don't know where this is going to pan out. It's major. The major belief is that they're going to WWE. They're re-signing on the SmackDown brand, and they're supposed to start a feud with American Alpha for WrestleMania. I hope that's true, because I would love, creatively, I think that's the best place for him. I would love to see Matt Hardy eventually end up in a feud with Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family. That would be great. Raw would be a hell of a place for him. I would love to see Matt and Jeff against the club. I think that would be great. I can't believe we're having this mass exodus in TNA. You know, I say I can't believe, but apparently this has got to have been coming. I'm looking at some of Matt's tweets. It says, my stint with Impact Wrestling was delightful, exceptional, talent in locker room, a great, respectful team that worked hard in tough times. I wish Impact Wrestling the best going forward, especially of the industrious talent. I hope they're all treated with respect and fairness. And Rebby was not so kind. She tweeted, unreal with the little bitch shit. Unreal. Why try to do things the right way when you get bullshit and drama in return? Matt is a nice guy. I'll keep the shits hostage. Fuck out of here. And these are all her exact quotes. If the MFers don't start coming correct, I'm about to melt some gold and have me some new gold hoops. Surprise? Yes, I'm a huge bitch. If you disrespect me or my family, are you surprised? Oh no. Okay, we can move on now. And then let's see what. And then they also tweeted, see you in Orlando with the tailgate party. Jeff Jarrett, TNA founder, has recently returned to the company, was more measured about his responses. For the record, Impact Wrestling's corporate policy not to make any comments on talent contractual matters. I personally wish nothing but the continued success for Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy Brand, and Gallows Speaks. All three of them are fantastic. Talent and wherever they land, or they're tremendous and fantastic talent. These are like four different parts of tweets. They're fantastic talent wherever they land. They will obviously do very well. Wrestling business can be tough at times, but one thing is for sure. The business is always changing. Ready for Universal or Orlando. Can't wait for Thursday. If you guys saw Impact this week, the Hardys continued on their expedition of gold, and they won the Mid-Atlantic Championships off of a team that had supposedly not been beaten in 12 years. Extremely interesting. We saw Cody Rhodes return to Impact and kick Moose dead in the dick for giving his number to Brandi Rhodes. So that happened. And I guess we're going down that angle. At this point with TNA going down the way it is, I would just rather see Cody stick to New Japan or Ring of Honor. There's not very many people left in Impact. And you know what? Just when I'm starting to enjoy Eli Drake, we have this terrible segment, in my opinion, terrible, with him and Tyrus in the ring where Tyrus ends up getting a raise from him. And it's just, guys, Impact has not been good the last 2 weeks, in my opinion. The Hardy stuff has been great, but everything else has just been terrible. And, you know, with this mass exodus happening, I hope some of these guys find their way back to either Impact or SmackDown or Raw or Ring of Honor. You know, I think any other promotion would benefit greatly from any of these talents, especially Drew Galloway, especially Mike Bennett, and damn sure the Hardys. It's just a weird week, man. There's a lot of people, a lot of changes going on, especially around TNA. Let's see what else we could find here. Shaq stated to TMZ that he is not going to be at WrestleMania, and to not believe what you hear, that it was not his fault, and not believe what's going out there, that it's still not his fault. TNA is still apparently working on a major rebrand. It looks like we are going to get the tag team match at Mania with John Cena and Nikki Bella versus Miz and Maryse that was in the works. And then we're getting a mixed tag match next week on SmackDown with John Cena and Nikki against Carmella and, unfortunately, James Ellsworth. So that's happening. Eric Rowan is cleared for an in-ring return, so that's great. Tom Phillips is a fucking savage. I don't know what's going to happen with Tom Phillips, if he's going to be able to keep his role or not. But apparently Tom Phillips was sending some messages to a woman. Rather explicit messages to a woman. Tom Phillips is engaged, so I don't know what's going to happen with him and his fiance or what's happening with him in the company, but he was outed for cheating on his wife, so that went down. Alberto Del Rio is not returning to TNA. It's a big surprise there. You know, if anything happens with Jack Swagger, I hope he doesn't end up in TNA at this point. I think it would be great to see him. And, you know, Ring of Honor might be a little bit of a stretch, but Lucha Underground might work for him. The Indies for sure, man. I think he would kill it in PWG. There's a lot of guys that he would go up against that would be great. But hopefully something happens with him. He deserves to land somewhere. And I'm just kind of going through it. Finn Balor, I mean, guys, like, if you're not excited for Mania, I don't know. I don't know what will be, what will get you excited. Rumor is that Naomi may actually be healthy in time for Mania, so we may see her return. But when you think about it, you know, we've got so much talent that's going to be at this WrestleMania. It's just, it's like, I'm excited, looking forward to it. And as much as Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg may, you know, we've had that and we're worried that it may be the same, that's actually probably not going to be a bad fight. And I call it a fight. It's not going to be a wrestling match. It's probably going to be more of a fight. God, we got Finn Balor. We got Samoa Joe. We've got AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton. And then we've still got to iron out plans for United States title and Intercontinental title. So, I mean, we've got 32 days. It's right around the corner. There's a lot going on. So be ready. Not a whole lot to really cover. And, you know, normally when we do these solo shows, there's not a lot. They are short episodes. We kind of just go through what we can go through. There's not a lot of talk back and forth because there is only one of us in the room. So it's hard to really, you know, fill out the hour. So we're going to cut it a little short this week, guys. I'm going to go back through. Oh, another big rumor going on this week is we saw the beginning of the exit of Mick Foley this week on Raw with the way he was treated by Steph and everyone else. Big rumor is that he is going to be replaced the night after Mania, and we are going to get most likely Kurt Angle as our new GM on Raw. So I can dig that. It's going to be fun. Kurt Angle's a guy, you know, he's got the history with Stephanie and everything. It makes sense for him to be the GM, and I'm going to be happy to see Angle back full time, even if it's not in the ring, which, you know, if Triple H can get in the ring, then Kurt Angle can get in the ring once in a while. But even if he's not in the ring full time, it's just going to be nice to see him back. All right. So on that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're also more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at @jvader82. You can follow Matt at @mateo83. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr, Instagram. And if you hate social media and you're living under a rock and you want to ask us a question anyway, you can reach us at or email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email is smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, and that shows that you're a fan of our show and gives a little bit back to us. You know, helps us keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream and download and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating. That's 5 stars, 5 stars, 5-star frog splash Fox Splash rating. Good Lord, I can't talk. Leave a funny review. Chances are you'll get it read on the show. If you're while you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out other podcasts such as Trophy Whores, Remember the Loot, and PG Spoilers. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials to make Proven Gamer your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Normally, you can catch us every week on Twitch as we record the show live. Of course, we didn't do that this week because we were down one man. We're on a one-man booth this week, so I'm doing all the work. I'm being the Josh Matthews of this show. I'm the greatest wrestling podcaster of all time. That's bullshit, and you know it. Thanks for listening once again, Marks. I'm Jeremy. Across town is Matt, sick in his bed. Catch us next time, and we'll make sure to catch you next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.